Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We had begun the chapter 18 in regards to employments, and the blessed mashghala, employment in the khidmat of deen, where a person gets involved in teaching Quran, teaching sharia, teaching the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and primarily for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, the second type of employment which is most virtuous in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is trade and business, is the next best, trade and business. The main reason for this is that the trader is the master of his own time. He is thus also able to serve deen through teaching, studying and conveying the message of Islam in spite of also being involved in trade. This can happen in his business. He can teach the staff that are there, whatever he knows. Or he can arrange for an alim to come to the business also. Alhamdulillah, many a businessman has started a little maktab, madrasa within the business. Or minimum at least to start the day with ta'alim. We heard many a businessman who has chain stores also, that will begin the day with a ta'alim in the business. 8 to half past 8, first we'll read few ahadith, because I am a Muslim businessman. Not just a businessman, a Muslim businessman. So a Muslim businessman brings Islam first into every avenue. Whether he is business, whether he is home, first is the deen of Allah. But this business of mine works for me, works for my qabr, works for my akhirat. That this businessman has purchased for me my jannat also. Not that it deprives me of deen, my salah, the masjid, and my jannat. So a person has to make niyat and thereafter make mashwara. How do I implement this? How do I start ta'lim within my business? I have so many staff that I'm Muslim also, but they don't know the basics. So I'm not just responsible to pay them a salary or wage of the month, but I'm responsible for the deen also. They're working for me. So my staff doesn't know the deen. They don't know the basics of taharat, wuzu, toilet, istinja, salah. And in that period of time, zuhur asr time, in my business, it is my responsibility to release them and to teach them the deen so that they can perform their salah. So I make my jannat and they make their jannat also. But this is also my responsibility. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَةٌ بِحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah ta'ala says, we have distributed their livelihood in this worldly life. So Allah Ta'ala has given more than others, and so Allah has made a system that those that don't have so much, then they will be employed. Those that have, they will employ. If all had the same amount of wealth, then no one should work for anyone. So Allah Ta'ala has made a system. So those that have more than others, then the lesser one, they will work for those that have more. And those that have more will be responsible for their dunya and their deen. So he is thus also able to serve deen through teaching, studying, and conveying the message of Islam in spite of also being involved in trade. Apart from this, there are numerous ahadith wherein the virtues of trade are expounded. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, nine tenths of sustenance is derived from trade and one tenth from livestock breeding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the nine tenths of sustenance is derived from trade and one tenth from livestock breeding. Amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar, Uthman, Khadija, Zubayr bin Awam, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Sa'd bin Aziz, Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhum, were all traders before and after the advent of Islam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu involved in trade. And here ulama say, when it comes to trading, buying and selling business, we'll find in the hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged this, to do business. And one of the reasons is that a businessman, to a certain extent, if he understands his position, he has tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of hope he has. That hope is saying sharia tawakkul, reliance upon Allah. When he opens the business, Bismillah. When he's sitting down, Bismillah. When he's closing also, Bismillah. When he comes to the masjid also, he's making dua. So that business should connect him to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala even more. Doesn't connect him, then he'll go to haram avenues. He will make a quick buck. Where stayed, it involves two qualities, sabr and taqwa. That a person is patient and also is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't get involved in haram. But this keeps him connected to the musalla, keeps him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabr and taqwa in his business will keep him connected to the masjid. That everything is happening from there, as we hear commonly, is under the musalla. So really it is under the musalla. Allah has kept it there. Every sajda, I want to pull it out. And then to not just for dunya, for my deen. And Allah will give him more. Allah will give him more if he connects his business to the masjid. He's in the business, they say that the hands are busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's checking time already. What time is salatul duha? Just now be zuhur, just now zuhur, just now asr. So he's connected to the masjid. So although the hands are busy, but the heart is in the masjid, the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in reality, the hadith sharif says that person, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqun bil masajid. That person whose heart is busy in the house of Allah in the masjid, on the day of qiyamah, it will be among those people who will enjoy the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where he's reserving it, sitting in his dukan and shop. He's sitting there, but the heart is not there. I'm here because I have to be here. Ideally, I like to be in the masjid right now, reading Quran, salah, halqa of ta'aleem, learning my deen. But I'm here, Allah Ta'ala has given me an amanat. So he is there, but the heart is not there. Whatever he has to do, he's doing. He'll treat the staff also with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So too the housewife. She has the domestic working for her. And she is a Muslim also. So for the domestic also, she has to be given time where she should be told, this is zuhur time, here's your musalla, here's your burqa. So after zuhur, whether we put some notes there, poster there, read your ayatul kursi, your three quls, tasbih, fatimi, we should be educating her. The same thing she will take back home. Not only that wage at the end of the month, but from where she is working, she'll take that back home to her home, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a responsibility of the housewife, that's her trade. That she's doing, she's getting work out, the house is running smoothly, and she's making her jannat also within her home by teaching the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also the businessman, his heart is connected, that's how he should be. Like it's mentioned about one friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, went to the haram of Makkah, and he sees a very pious person outwardly holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, the multizam. And he's crying profusely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him what we call kashf, where he could see the condition of the heart of that person. So when Allah ta'ala revealed to him and opened to him the condition of the heart of the person holding the multizam, making dua, he was making dua, but the heart was not there, the heart was in the shop. What's happening back at home? So in reality, he was not in the Baytullah. Leaving the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, he goes out into the business place. And there he finds a young boy, handsome young boy, 17, 18 years old, and he's busy in the shop, serving customers, giving change, and ordering stock. So Allah Ta'ala opens the veils also, and he sees the condition of the young boy's heart. And he's so busy, hardly can manage running the shop also. But he sees the heart is crying to be by the Baytullah, by the Kaaba Sharif. In reality, he was there. Body was here, but the heart was there. So this Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned that 9/10 of sustenance is derived from trade and 1/10 from livestock trading or breeding. So 9/10 Allah Ta'ala is kept in the business. If a person does it according to Sharia, yes, there will be the ups and downs, nothing guaranteed. But the heart is linked to the house and to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here also ulama ikram, they mentioned, Abu Ustaz Muhammad Hamid Sahib mentioned, when he went to Malaysia, they are speaking to the local businessmen. So they said, already we lost Singapore. The Chinese bought it off and made us Singapore. And then he says, we got influence with all the circular and tertiary avenues and education. So this became very, very attractive to us, that my son will become a professional. In Sharia also we need the professionals, but there's a whole tartib. How many we need, what should be in the heart of the professional to serve my community. Not that this profession becomes a money-making avenue. It's a khidmat. It's an avenue of a khidmat for the deen of Allah. To this I will earn my jannat. Charge the person according to his status. Not one blanket fee. There's a whole tartib and a whole way how to do it also. So he says that we got attracted and my son will become a professional, or he can get involved in the corporate world. And we went for it. We sent our children to the tertiary places, and they got educated, became professionals, and they started working in the firms, the corporate world, or the professional life. Not realizing what we did. They didn't want to come into the businesses. The Chinese came in, they took over the businesses, and as they say, the businessman controls the economy. Allah has given it to him 9/10. 9/10 Allah will give the kafir also. Does it according to Sharia? Allah Ta'ala will give it to him cash in dunya. Akhirat, he won't get anything. He says they came in and they took over even our country. Now we are, so to say, working for them. Economy is in their hands. Our children have gone into the corporate world. And we found under our own nose, we lost our own country. They are controlling it. They will bring stock. They will control the stock also. Supply chain is in their hand. So from here we can understand, and he said it's because we left what we call, we were weparis. We left trade and business, there was barakat in there. What was the barakat also they mentioned? Especially in our country, the barakat of the businessman is when the masjid do collection, or the madrasa, darul maktab, he has certain amount of funds. How he got it, where he's keeping it, is not in the bank. Is next to him. So when the collector will come, he say, Bismillah, Allah Ta'ala has given barakat this month, you can have it. And how Allah Ta'ala will fill it up again and again, and then the test will come. So Allah Ta'ala has kept 9/10 of barakat just in trade and business. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah.